Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Maybe you could say that it was not an organized thing, it was a spontaneous thing. Whether it was organized, whether it was spontaneous, this gives our security agencies the opportunity to even plan better.
More as the AU High Representative for Silencing the Guns calls for increased security measures ahead of the Akwitia by-election following the chaos at the Ablekuma North we ran.
Security agencies, especially the police, IG, you know, should get his regional commander and others to organize meetings already in Akwitia ahead of the meetings. The Minister of Interior is somebody that I know completely opposed to this type of violence.
Also in this bulletin.
Hey there, Nene. You're about to say, hey, yeah, wom. Yeah, pre-pre wom. Na bibi se be kona nya mi ada o ma mi na ya beg no mi kra me ntia se.
His former president Kufuor's outburst about being sidelined, a sign of deeper cracks within the MPP.
Party wa kokra bi o mu a enu an mi se se o anazo mu fan se da bre ma 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 sa to the point se akokra fi aduani se na no cross me ni di me nya no that stage.
We bring you expert analysis and explore what this means for the party as it begins its reorganization ahead of the 2028 general elections. In sports,
a must-win game for Ghana's Black Queens as they face Tanzania in their final women's AFCON group match.
And we'll ask, how do you rent a room when the system locks you out? Ghana's housing market is forcing thousands into kiosk, container shops, and unfinished buildings, not by choice, but by circumstance.
Most of the landlords were demanding for 2 years, but my job, I can't pay for 2 years. For 1 year, cry something. I decided to rent a kiosk.
What happens when shelter becomes a luxury? That's our latest feature series, Habitat. And later, as the 2025 NSMQ Eastern Regional Qualifiers kick off today, 20 schools, including Ebri Girls, Krobo Girls, and Benkum Senior High School, battle for 4 slots in the regional championship. These details and more with me, Hannah Odami. Thanks for choosing us. Join us. We are independent, fearless, and credible. We start with a directive from government. They have directed the police to go after all those involved in the Ablekuma North election violence. Speaking on the incident at the government accountability series at the Jubilee House a while ago, the Interior Minister added a CCTV is being studied to identify the culprits. Before we hear from him, though, we bring you a recap of the incidents from last Friday's rerun, which was characterized mainly by violence.
Adi Ablekumano constituency. Now, how come sin is on the floor? So that is the fight, that is the chaos that is happening right inside your Doko Methodist Church. All we saw were that we saw some masked men enter.
Let's go. Where's your car?
Commander.
Let's go to your car.
Well, the Interior Minister Mohamed Muntaka Mubarak has been addressing this, noting it must be tackled before the Akwitia by-election.
I'm sure this is also a wake-up call for our security agencies to know that if maybe probably what happened could... Maybe you could say that it was not an organized thing, it was a spontaneous thing. Whether it was organized, whether it was spontaneous, this gives our security agencies the opportunity to even plan better towards Akwitia. All I can assure the people of Akwitia is that we will use Ablekumanov as a case study to review our operational, how we operate in Akwitia, to make sure that the citizens are free to cast their vote and express their will without fear or favor. And for all the groups, whether you are in the NDC, whether you are in the MPP, whether you are independent, let me remind you of the Vigilante Act, what it says. Minister, with your permission, I'll just read. And it says, that section 6 of the Act says, a political party shall not directly or indirectly form, organize, operate, or engage or facilitate the formation, organization, operation, or activity of a vigilante group, whether belonging to that political party or any other political party. A political party that contravenes Section 1 commits an offense and is liable on conviction to a fine of not less than 10,000 penalty units and not more than 25,000 penalty units. That's to the political party. Whereas a political party convicted under Section 2 fails to pay the penalty imposed, the National Chairman, the General Secretary, the National Organizer, and the National Treasurer of that political party are severally liable to a fine of not more than 10,000 penalty units or to a term of imprisonment of not less than 10 years and not more than 15 years. So I want to remind all of us, including myself, that if anybody organizes this, this is what awaits you. And I believe in the professionalism of the IGP, COP, Christian Tetenu, that he is not going to spare any person.
Well, we have on Zoom our presidential affairs correspondent, Maxwell Agbagba. He's joined us for more details on this. So, Maxwell, how exactly will the security agencies approach this investigation?
Well, Hannah, the Interior Minister, like you rightly heard, said that the government is committed to ensuring that all the individuals involved in the violence that marred the rerun of the parliamentary elections in Ablekumanov constituency are brought to justice. He said that the President Mahama-led administration will not shield any wrongdoers. He indicated that the IGP has already, together with its men, they've already started viewing CCTV footage of the incident, and all persons involved will be dealt with accordingly.
I forwarded all the videos that I had, and I asked IG, what are you doing about it? I said, look, we have to review the cameras. We have to look at it from all the angles. He has sent the crime scene guys there. the ICT guys are all working to make sure that we get a problem. But remember, that officer is somebody that we know, because he has a number, he has a name, we know where he is, we know where we station him. We can easily go after him. But these are guys who commit this sin and they vanish from the system. But we have to, it takes time to track them. But assurance is that we are not going to allow this to go unpunished. Unless they flee the country. So long as they are around, they should be rest assured. They will have to, the law will have to take its course. Because we cannot allow this to happen in our country. And you can be rest assured that, and I trust in the professionalism of the IGP and his team, that they are going to do a good job. So be rest assured that will be done.
Well, so Maxwell, what else has the minister been talking about?
Well, Anna, the Interior Minister announced that the government will, by the end of this month, establish an independent police commission to address concerns over police misconduct, including excessive use of force and brutalities. He said that the move is part of efforts to reform policing and restore public trust in law enforcement agencies. He also gave us information on the situation in Boko. We know that the Boko Central Member of Parliament has been speaking on the issue. We know the Defence Minister has also been urging residents to exercise restraint. He revealed at a press conference that two policemen were shot yesterday, and he assured that the Ghana Police Service is working to ensure that there is peace in the area. He also revealed that over 2,000 street beggars have been repatriated to their various countries, and he says efforts are underway to ensure that this is replicated in all parts of the country, Anna.
Thank you very much, Maxwell Agbagba, Presidential Affairs Correspondent. Well, let's go back to the Ablekuma North rerun elections, because the AU High Representative for Silence in the Gangs, Dr. Mohammed Ibn Chambers, has called on the NDC and MPP to advise their youth against electoral violence.
Let's be blunt. It is frankly an NDC-NPP affair. You don't witness this with the smaller and minor parties. Mm. So that means that we need to get dialogue between these two major parties. We need to get the National Peace Council, the NCCE, of course, capacitate them, give them the resources that they need, to begin engaging the two major parties, particularly their youth wing, to engage them in training for peace, culture of peace, training when elections are coming up, to ensure that they understand that elections are not about beating up opponents and harassing your opponents, but it's about mobilizing your supporters, party faithfuls, to go out and vote. That's it. And of course, monitor and stand there and be part of the process so that untoward things don't happen. But it should never descend to confrontations and attacks and assaults such as we have been witnessing. This is not the first time, but the decisive action that is required has never been followed up. You recall, even with going back, everyone keeps going back to West Wego, and that's because a high-level panel was set up of very eminent and respected Ghanaians, and its report was jettisoned. You know, and that leads to this tit for tat, which the ordinary Ghanaian is saying, when will this tit for tat start? Stop, you know, and it needs at some point to stop. And in my view, let's work at engaging those who we know are those involved in it.
The
youth wings of these two major parties. So let's engage them.
But no, I mean, come to that.
Meanwhile, the Coalition of Domestic Election Observers, CODEO, has condemned acts of violence, vote buying, and intimidation that marred the rerun parliamentary election in the Ablekuma North constituency. And joint news editor Fred Smith joins me in the studio with more details. What else is contained, Fred?
Well, Hannah, it notes that although CODEO did not deploy observers to any of the 19 polling stations during the July 11 election, it monitored the process through media reports and accounts from stakeholders. The coalition noted that while polling materials and officials were in place and voting commenced on time, the exercise was severely undermined with attacks on election officials, journalists and politicians. The statement then condemned the conduct of members from both the National Democratic Congress and the New Patriotic Party, describing their actions as reckless and detrimental to Ghana's democratic process. It further condemned the use of incendiary and provocative language by political operatives, warning that this feeds into a dangerous culture of impunity. One of Kodeo's gravest concerns centered on the role of security forces in the incidents. And I quote, "The most worrying observation was the actions of police officers guarding the gate to the St. Peter Society polling station in Odoko, who basically stepped aside as thugs forced their way into the polling station to assault agents and two politicians," it said. Now, Kodeo urged President John Mahama and the police council to invoke their constitutional authority under Article 202, Clause 2, to launch an official inquiry into the police's handling of election security during the rerun.
Thank you very much, Joy News editor Fred Smith, with details of Kodeo's statement on the Ablekuma North rerun. And we move from there. It was rare, but it was raw and honest. Former President John Ajikum Kufo is publicly expressing his disappointment over how the New Patriotic Party, the very party he once led to back-to-back victories in general elections, has treated him in recent years. Speaking during a courtesy call by MPP flagbearer aspirant Brian Ichampong, the respected statesman expressed deep concern that despite his decades of sacrifice and leadership, he's now sidelined and excluded from key decisions within the party. He spoke the Ghanaian language tree.
Party wa kokora bi omo a eno anu mi sesi o anazo mfansa da brema ma masasa to the point se akokora fe aduani sana no cross mini di menya no that stage ntin at least ya mama ntibi ma te ba compare se mo ya niam abi no se ni akodro no no ana na menya party ni bi. Think I'm mature in my family. So, Ghana, political party, political history. I can't say UGC, but if you 47 and 69, Buzia time, nearly powered for Ghana. 2 years, 3 months, Buzia time. Me, 69, maybe 30 years, be a member of parliament, be a founding member of Progress Party. 2 years, 3 months, Buzia, I am deputy foreign minister.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
Well, Well, you heard the former president lamenting that he's been sidelined in decision-making the party, questioning whether he's no longer a member of the party. He also recounted his sufferings and sacrifices for the party, including being imprisoned, and that he's pained by it. Joining me now on the phone lines is Dr. Osei Kwapong. He's a CDD fellow, and thanks for your time on the Midday News this afternoon. Well, you heard the former president. Would you say this signals some cracks within the MPP?
Good afternoon, and thank you. I mean, his, you know, the sentiments he expresses, very concerning. I hope that it's not a signal that there are deeper cracks within the party. Hopefully, it's not a deep-seething issue that can't be resolved quickly, given his standing in the party, but also hopefully that the party leadership recognizes that if he has expressed these sentiments, that they will take it up and address it as soon as they can. You know, normally, you know, when the issue of deeper cracks within a party comes up, typically after an electoral defeat, a heavy electoral defeat, right, that any sentiments that are expressed by any person with good standing in the party, if they are not that positive, it is usually read through the lenses of perhaps all is not well within the party. And I'm just hoping that the party leadership would recognize these sentiments expressed by the former president and address it as soon as they can.
Yeah, in addressing it as soon as they can, how effectively should they do it so that he says he's pained, that can be relieved?
At the end of the day, former President Kufuor is a statesman. He also has the party at heart, that I sincerely believe. So I also believe then that he would still be able to look beyond his pain and put the party first. But it would also mean that the party leadership, whatever has fueled this pain and perception, sorry, this pain and experiences that he says he's feeling, that the party would put in the necessary steps, right? For example, he talked about, if I heard him correctly, he talked about a lack of consultation on certain key decisions. I know that as per the party's constitution, he's automatically a member of the Council of Elders as well as the National Executive Council. So if there are communication gaps between the party and his office in trying to, you know, get him involved in certain decision-making processes, I believe that is something that can be quickly and easily fixed.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, again, beyond his pain, I'm sure he's also a statesman who has the interest of his party at heart and would be able to reconcile whatever is occurring, you know, between him and the party,
obviously. Thank you very much, CDD fellow Dr. John Osei Kwai, giving us some perspectives there. Now, details of the suits filed by the Chief Justice Getu Tokonu Adeyeko's court have revealed the damage for a staggering $10 million in compensation for alleged moral and reputational damages. The suspended Chief Justice's extensive filing seeks a series of declarations and orders challenging the legitimacy of her suspension and the ongoing constitutional process for her potential removal from office. Joining us now is a member of our legal affairs team member, Kweku Asante, for more on this. So, Kweku, what's her justification for this $10 million demand?
Well, according to the suspended Chief Justice, the process that President John Dramani Mahama used to suspend her from office is in breach of ECOWAS protocols. And he contends in this case that has been filed at the ECOWAS court in Abuja by a very senior Nigerian lawyer that the panel also that have been constituted, chaired by...
Hello, Kweku Asante. Looks like we just lost Kwaku Asante there. He will bring us updates as and when we get him. That was Kwaku Asante, our legal affairs desk member, trying to tell us exactly what the demands for the suspended Chief Justice is with a $10 million, which he filed at the ECOWAS courts. Well, you're still listening to the Midday News live on Joy 99.7 FM and affiliates across the country on myjoyonline.com, YouTube, X Spaces, and on Facebook. We will take a short break here. When we come back, yesterday after the FIFA Club Worldwide.
Yeah, Hannah, but I want to talk about serious clubs.
I know you are.
Let me talk about the Black Queens, not Chelsea. Chelsea is not a serious club. Yes. So, Hannah, tonight, let me talk about the serious clubs.
Go ahead. But of course, have to worry about
Course. So, Hannah, tonight at 7 p.m., Ghana's Black Queens face Tanzania in a do-or-die clash at the ongoing Women's AFCON. Now, the Queens are winless after two matches and currently sit bottom of Group C with just 1 point. However, a win over Tanzania will be enough to see Ghana qualify for the quarterfinals. Forward Chantel Boy is confident that the Queens will rise to the occasion.
The confidence is high. And we've got a really strong group of girls. We've got a mixture of old players, which I can't fall into, and young players. So it keeps the balance. I think we're feeding off each other's energy. We know how important the game is. We know what it's going to take, and we know that we've got that as well. So, and we believe in ourselves, which is the most important. So we're just feeding off each other's energy. If we go out and we do our own game, we attack. The most important thing for all of us is to make the country proud and then to make ourselves proud.
Yeah, so that's Black Queens forward Chantel Boy, and of course we wish them the very best of luck. I don't know why Kofi.
I want to remind you that you have a lot of Chelsea fans waiting for you outside. Back to the bulletin. And Emilia Boche searched endlessly for a single room close to where she works, hoping to find one that would take a year's rent up front. But every landlord demanded 2 years in advance. Unable to pay that, she built a wooden kiosk just to have a roof over her head. Jacqueline Asomoye Boa has more in today's Habitat series.
He's going to increase the rent for no reason.
Emilia Boche has been searching for a single room for the past 3 months, but every time it ended the same way. Pay 2 years rent up front or keep searching. She earns just 700 Ghana cedis a month, money she used to make working as a supermarket attendant. At that rate, saving even 1 year's rent felt impossible.
From 1,000 to 1,005 was 1 year.
Emilia searched and pleaded with several landlords to accept just a 1 year advance. But even that wasn't enough. She was still priced out. She was hoping